Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, this is Josh and the Homebrew Hombres, Liam Malone, Max Wessel, and Doug Banks.
Hey!
We make RPG from Scratch. It's a podcast about making and playing your own tabletop role-playing games. So come listen to us work on the Scratch Dice system, an alternative to D&D and Pathfinder, and listen to our first campaign,
Echoes of the Star Crypt,
at nerdyshow.com and on your favorite podcast app.
Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
What's going on, everybody? We are back. It is the new year, and we are here with Flame On. My name is Pat. I am your talking bearskin rug. Here in the, I'll say, quasi-host chair, because if you looked at the title of this podcast, which I'm sure you did, you would know that we are back for another edition of Now That's What I Call Gay Life. I won't, you know, put it anywhere that I can sell it, because then the Now people will hit us with copyright infringement.
Do they still make those albums?
Yeah.
Apparently, yes.
Oh,
and
my God.
And they make holiday ones and workout ones and all that. And Willem's album got nabbed for copyright infringement because she named it Now That's What I Call Drag Music Volume 1.
Oh.
And she had to change the name of it before she could put it back out for public consumption.
Uh-oh.
So,
womp womp.
We're digressing, but it is another microsode where we are going to dive into the personal lives of the people here at this table.
I've actually gotten some compliments from the last episode. I expected nobody to listen to it, so thank you.
Usually expect nobody to listen to any of these.
I mean, this is true. It's very rare I would be riding in the car with a friend, and they're just like, oh, by the way, I heard the episode. It was really good. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, that's right. I'm on a podcast. That's
episode,
a thing.
What episode?
And wow. I say that knowing that, I mean, we all have friends that listen to the podcast, uh-huh. And we have listeners that reach out and talk to us. So we know that you guys are out there and listening, but a lot of the times that we do these, we don't ever really expect a major response, and we've gotten some really good responses. So keep on sending that feedback. But I say quasi-host because joining us for this episode is the person that is going to be taking the lead on the discussion, and that is BJ.
Oh, what's up, victims?
And back for volume 2, friend of the show, and now sometimes contributor, Josh is here.
Hello.
I am here.
I am here for a third time.
So, BJ, why don't you give our listeners the heads up on what the topic is, and let's get down to discussing.
Oh, boy. Everybody, hold on.
Buckle
hold
up.
On to your nuts and clench your butts. It's going to be about dating apps. Everybody uses them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Everybody uses them. People never admit to using them. The etiquette over the times has changed. For those of you that may be of advanced years, may remember something
I'm right here. Don't talk about me like that.
I was talking to the listeners.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get shit for that. But there's those of you...
I remember when I used to use telegraphs.
I remember when I used to use gay.com. If we... Josh, did you ever use gay.com?
I did not use gay.com. I think the first... I think my first interaction with any online gay dating was xy.com.
Oh, I never even heard of that one. Me, personally, I have maybe more than... 5 on my phone. So it's just one of those things.
I feel like a game leader should be, which apps do we think BJ has on his phone?
Actually, I mean, that would be a lot of fun.
I could probably guess 3 of them.
See, 3's too easy. I'd say go with...
Well, no. I mean, you said you have 5. Like, 3 of them are pretty easily come to mind. So as this conversation progresses...
I have 6.
Again.
Oh, we'll maybe see if we can gain some insight into... his mind, and then guess those at the end. All we'll right. play that game at the end, Josh. I like
okay.
this.
There's too. A little there, and I'm sure there's one that neither one of you will get that I recently found out about. That I was like, I'm gonna do it.
It's tamey.
I'm gonna take a step into the dark web over here. Do either of you remember how long? I'll go with Josh first. How long have you been using dating apps? Not internet, but specifically phone apps.
I'd probably say maybe off and on since 2014, maybe.
So not when you got a smartphone, or did you not get a smartphone?
No, I've had a smartphone since 2009.
Okay,
I started with the iPhone 3GS. I just don't think I was aware of anything because I don't think Grindr existed back in 2009, or at least
it was about 2010 it came out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Actually, no. Maybe 2013 as I'm looking back, because I don't have a lot of boyfriends, so I usually kind of mark them around those. It's really easy to remember. Oh yeah, this year I had this boyfriend.
I take that back. March 25th, 2009 was the initial release date for Grindr.
Oh, so they would have had it back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
When the smartphone came out, you know the first thing that people were doing was like, how can we get dick on this?
Well, plus iPhone, it was like, there's an app for that, and they like was like, really, there was an app for everything, but I didn't really know that gay apps were around that time.
What was the first one you had?
Probably Grindr.
Was it Grindr?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that was the first one I learned of, and then I think maybe it was actually. I might have to change it again. I think it was probably closer to 2010, 2011. I think that was Grindr because somewhere around 11. Because I do remember I dated this guy in 2013, and I had Scruff, and I ended up trying to catch him cheating. So I created a fake profile, and that's actually when I met my acting friend Steven. And I met him through Scruff, and that was 2013. So
I just love how it just got it went from like, oh, I got it this date,
2014,
and then 2013, then
2011,
9, 10, and then I also used it to stalk somebody. So this is great. I'm already.
Next thing you know, she's gonna be like, I was in the womb. I had a phone in there. I had apps before there were apps.
My mom's uterus had Wi-Fi built in, so it's pretty sweet.
So Pat, same question.
It had been 2010. The reason I say that is because that was around the time I went to P-Town for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember connecting with at least one guy up there that I remember. Like, that's... Okay, I connected with many guys. But one I actually made friends with and wanted to continue talking to. And we actually would chat on Grindr on my... BlackBerry?
Oh god!
Oh my god!
Yes, bitch! I'm old. Calm down.
I mean, I had a BlackBerry too.
I completely until you just said it. I completely forgot BlackBerries were a thing. Completely forgot.
Oh, come on, they had the best acronym for their company, RIM.
RIM?
I thought it was
Research in Motion. Is the name of the company?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I was like BB.
That's what I thought. I thought of BB BlackBerry.
Well, no, the company itself. It's Research in Motion. I believe is the company. And then there was something like when Rim like had to do layoffs or whatever, there was some sort of, I remember there being like a whole joke of like something about Rim jobs. Anywho.
Apparently I was sheltered at that time because I didn't know any of them.
Okay.
But yeah, so I think it was 2010, and it, at that point, I think, well, obviously Grindr was the only one, I think, available at that point, and especially for phones outside of the iPhone or the first Google phone,
yeah,
which came out around that same time.
Oh yeah, that's right, because I don't think I don't think Grindr or even Growler were available on Android till like, for a hot second. There was a noticeable lag. So my first was Growler. The one I'm pretty sure all of you listening to have on your phone.
We have skinny friends out there listening.
There are skinny people on Growler.
I know.
Yeah. So
there's even more that are on Scruff that are like, I don't like bears. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing on a bear app?
Right.
Although I use the term bear loosely on Scruff.
Yeah, it's a lot of muscle.
Muscle boys.
It went from being the app that was the bear like counterpart to Grindr to, we're skinny and we've got some facial hair, so we're going to go over here, but we don't like anybody that's fat. So, you know, can you get off this app, please? Thanks.
I love that. I love that
impersonation.
Your twink voice.
That is my twink voice. Thanks. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Yay.
So I was really late to the smartphone game because there was a infamous coffee night here in Orlando, and I had a flip phone. I was the only one with a flip phone. I was like, I'm poor. Back the fuck off. And then I tripped at work, and my flip phone broke in half.
Rest in peace, Motorola Razr.
It was a Motorola. It was not a Razr. But I ended up going to the store, and they're just like, how did you still have this phone? And I got an LG. And of course, me being me, the whole reason why we're here is I'm highly inappropriate in every way, shape, and form. So when I downloaded Growler, I put up a picture of Winnie the Pooh, and I put like, oh, looking for honey, all that honey. I'll also into rimming.
Oh, honey. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
and then, like, I got a couple people that were like, oh, that's funny. And then everybody was like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. But yeah, no, it was Growler. I want to say that was 2012.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, 2012. To either late 2011, 2012, because I was still on the late night shift when I got my smartphone. I was like, I can look up random shit. This is awesome. And so began the process of me realizing that I didn't know how to talk to people on online dating. It was pretty much, hey, what's up? And that was kind of my opening line. And then I started to notice profiles were like, don't say what's up. And I'm like, what the fuck I'm supposed to, like, 4 score and 7 hours ago, I had nut in my balls. What do you want from me? Like,
I want you to start every message with that from now on.
4 score.
And then come back and report on the next volume of this miniseries.
Like, how many people responded to that?
And, yeah, and what their response was.
I
feel like that needs to be the case. And I feel like you are the only one that could actually do that without feeling shame.
I like it. So,
I feel like we should do a video and post it somewhere and include the link inside the description so they can actually watch.
Oh,
kind of like
no.
One of those people read certain tweets. BJ reads.
Honestly, he needs to screenshot the responses and we'll read them here.
I'll do it. I'll totally do it. This is great.
We could do it as a two-part thing. Like, BJ will read the 4 score and 7 hours ago, I had nut in my balls, and I'll read the responses. Or you and I can alternate back and forth.
That'd be a little...
Like a radio, maybe that could be Patreon exclusive.
A radio play?
Yeah.
Growler radio play? I like this idea.
I'm digging it.
I feel like it needs to be on, like, on... If you're on Scruff, too, because we're not guessing that yet.
Yeah.
And you can't tell us, because now we already know that Growler is one of them.
I mean...
I don't think that was that hard to guess.
It really wasn't.
No.
But I think that should be your project for this miniseries.
Okay.
So, dear listeners, if you are on a an app and you can do a search for a location, you could always hit up BJ on these apps. He lives in Orlando.
We'll include his username at the end.
I was gonna say my current username is Thought Chocolate. So,
Thought Chocolate.
Thought Chocolate.
Like
T-H-O-T. Yeah.
There you go, listeners. What?
It was gonna be thoughty or nice, but the holidays have already passed.
That's
so
true.
Seasonal thoughtness. Seasonal thoughts.
It was thoughts and prayers. So
I kind of like that one actually.
On the topic of my terrible opening one-liners, what do you guys think is a good opening line for using an app? Because some people actually do use the apps to, you know, date, actually looking for somebody to go on a date with. And then some people, they just looking for a booty hole or a man stick. So
that's
like,
a booty hole.
Booty hole.
Booty hole.
Booty hole. You can't get no affections in your booty hole.
A man
it's a booty
stick.
Hole.
It's a booty hole.
Looking for a man stick. I want to take a ride on your man stick.
Is that
you got to drag out that man syllable because it's too short?
Man stick.
Man stick.
Like M A N, and you put a G like on the man stick.
Oh Lord!
Like the man stick. It's the man stick.
What up, man? Got a stick?
Anyway,
it's the man stick.
So, Josh, to you, what do you think a good opening line is to chat with somebody, whether you're actually looking to get to know them and, like, grab coffee or trying to smash?
So, I didn't try to smash all that often. It was very, very rare. And if I tried to smash, it would be super direct. It's like, hey, insert, you know, very vulgar...
I want your man stick in my booty hole.
Like
I wanna
like do you like I would just pretty much be like, hey, do you wanna, you know, fuck, or hey, do you wanna do this? Like
do you wanna
meet, like are you whatever? Like
do you wanna tongue fuck my fart box?
Like straight to the point. But most of the time, I went through stages. So like the first few years it was really trying to get to know someone, you know, get to know, like, be friendly. I wasn't like naive, and I didn't have this unrealistic notion that, you know, everything is sunshine and rainbows. Like I knew exactly what it was for, let's be honest. But in the phases when I actually tried to get to know people, you know, whether it would lead to friendships or dates, I don't really remember if my opening line per se. I want to say I would actually read the profiles. I would do that.
What?
Hoping
you went there for the articles?
I did. And I was hoping that they would have something in their profile that I could use as an opening line. I don't have a lot to reference, but one good example. So my ex from a few years ago, when I met him on Scruff, and his was completely accidental. Like he was in Tampa area. But he was on the global grid, and I actually meant to click the guy next to him. but when I was like, the picture's not bad. He's not a bad looking guy. But then I looked at, he actually wrote a bio. So I actually was like, So I looked at it and I read it, and he mentioned, personality traits. So I was like, I just studied that in, my first semester of college. And I was like, okay, that was my opening line. So then I said, hey, I saw you are an, you know, I don't remember the type, but INTJF or IN Jeff.
I like TGIF Fridays.
Is that that stupid letter thing?
Yeah, the Myers and Briggs, like extrovert, introvert, stuff like that.
We've already found where I've made a mistake on one or two gentlemen. All right. I'm like, what?
So he was an INTJ or something like that. So I mentioned, you know, hey, I saw your personality assessment or your personality type. I'm a ENFP, and, you know, we just kind of started talking about personality types. That eventually trickled into further conversation, but that was my opening line in that particular scenario.
So you did the research.
I did the research.
Oh, wow. Because
I didn't try to, you know, just start off with, hey, you know, because I'm an intellectual. So
rude, shady as fuck.
So I try to put a little. I try to put a little effort into it, and I kind of see it as, you know, all human interactions are kind of what you put into it. So if you put a little effort into the beginning, then you might get a little effort, you know, back instead of just, hey, hey.
I will concede to that. I will take that lesson to heart. I will counter that slightly. Oh.
Just slightly.
Only because and I think that's great because I do the same thing. I will take a look and I'll read through or at least skim through the profile depending on how long it is. I'm here I'll read a paragraph. I'm not reading a fucking novel.
Right. We ain't trying to read like what Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, I think was the largest book.
You could have stopped at any of the Harry Potters. It's a fucking book, dude.
I mean, the first...
I want a pamphlet, not a novel.
Right.
I want to know what's up, and that's about it. Because then the rest of it you get through, you know, talking to them. But in the world that we live in, where I might think that you're attractive and send a message, and you may not, I'm not necessarily going to invest time to craft a witty or like this major thing to start a conversation and then go to my viewed, you know, like viewers, see that you looked at my profile, you know, right after I sent the message, and then 14 hours later, you still haven't responded. And it's just kind of there. I'm not opposed to just being like, hey, how's it going? Because in real life, if I was hanging out somewhere, I'm not going to go up and be like, hey, so I see that you're an Ian KFC and I'm a TGI Fridays. So, I'm just going to start a conversation and be like, hey, what's going on? And if they respond back, then great. Then I'll be like, hey, then you go into like some more detail. It saves a little bit of time. And if somebody doesn't feel like a hey, what's up is a good enough like start, then okay, then whatever. That's not a big deal. No matter what it's for. Because if I'm going to smash, as you like to refer to it as. I still need to be able to talk to them for a minute.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm not at Hank's, you know, getting blown in the backyard.
You're not just posting, you're not just sending them, like, 5 eggplants and an address?
No.
Lights will be off on all fours.
I see you're 0.1 mile away on my nearby grid. Just walk down the street and I'll be there.
Oh, I hate that. I hate it when people mention the mileage. Like, hey, you're super close. And when it's my friends, I'm like, what's this bitch planning? But if it's somebody I don't know, and I'm like, I mean, he's cute, but he's straight up going to murder my ass. Why is he looking?
Right. Now, I feel like with what you were saying, Pat, I feel like that's kind of that meme. It's like first day on the job, you know, they're all shiny and happy. And, you know, then like well into the job, they're like miserable, smoking 3 cigarettes. And I feel like that's the same thing because I started, you know, with trying to find something in the profile. But after, like I mentioned, I went through phases, you know, it got to a point where I often questioned why I even had the apps because I felt like anytime I got a message, I just felt so inconvenienced.
No, that's
I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like investing in a conversation. I don't even log on.
He gets so many messages.
Not that much, but But when I would, it just, like, I would get that notification, that little, you know, that tone, and I was thinking, who wants to have a conversation now? Like,
you have to think about it, because every single person I know has had that moment where they're just like, why the fuck do I have, I'm sorry, y'all, 2019, I am just cursing like a sailor, so.
Nobody gives a fuck here.
Right?
Think the fuck so.
How about you get the fuck on?
How about you get the fuck out?
I think we need the right songs. Flame On Originals.
I mean, I was just singing Mariah at that point, but okay.
but everybody's kind of had that moment where they're just like, and either they're dating somebody or they're just happy being single or they're just like,
or you're just having a shit day.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, because I mean, there are points where people are like, I don't really care. And I don't get a lot of messages. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, my inbox is just flooded with messages on Growler. I don't get a lot of messages.
Full of shouts.
The shouts. Some of them are amazing. So some of them I'm like, really? I don't need to know that you've got a gaping wide hole at the hotel and hosting all tops. Message me for the room number.
I have a friend that always does a reply shout and is always just like, make good choices at like 3 a.m. And then he's just like, I'm out.
No good choices are made after 3 a.m.
But no, it's tough when you're like, I've just had a shit day. I really don't feel like, you know, interacting with people. And then there's no way to really say this without it sounding kind of condescending and rude, but it's people that I don't have any interest in talking to, mm-hmm. or that are like, hey, I want to see your dick. And it's like, just go somewhere else right now, please. Like, well, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, that's and one thing that kind of will actually drive me crazy when people do message me is that it's always like, okay, I'm free now. Like, wait, what? What are you talking about?
Did we make plans? When did this happen?
Yeah, and they're just like, well, do you want to meet? And what's funny is I really do want to meet them because they're hot as fuck, but I have a job. People work for money. Like, and it's just one of those things where it got so bad, I had to actually mention it in my profile that if I'm near, you know, where I work, redacted.
insert location here.
They probably own this podcast. Just to give you an idea.
We're not part of the 66% of Hulu.
Oh, but they own Epic Rap Battles of History. A sister company. So you'd be surprised.
We're still independently owned and operated. But I mean, if they wanted to buy us and give us lots of money so we could make like a studio and have more things happen, I'd be more than happy.
I would love
that.
To make a cameo.
I'd put some ears on.
But it's just like, I'm like, if I'm near this area and you see me, I'm most likely working. And it's just like, hey, what's up? I'm free for lunch. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm working. So it's one of those things where it's like, it's you're not Burger King. You can't always have it your way.
BK Lounge.
Oh, the BK Lounge. Can I get in? Not without Coops, baby. Where do I go? Where do you go? You follow the one fucking road you're on to me.
No, you're going to go down. You're going to see a guy in a yellow poncho named Hank. He's going to tell you directions to the warehouse.
he'll take you to the Whopper layer.
My burger will be open and waiting.
You know what actually is the best opening line?
What?
I would love to drink your bath water.
I was waiting for this to get put in.
So, well, I didn't want to do it before because I wanted to actually have a conversation and finish that. But I think now is the best time to talk about.
Time to talk about the pre-made responses.
Which I want to say is only on Growler, right?
Yeah.
For most of the apps that I've seen, they don't have anything outside of like, or you'll get like Woof.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there was one that I think may have had a couple pre-selected options. They were definitely not as colorful as the ones on Growler, that's for sure.
Like, I want to drink your bathwater is quite literally something I have heard somebody say outside of the app.
But I wonder if that's only because of... Like, the only reason I have ever said it in real life is mostly at this table, but because of Growler.
I said it in college more than once.
Of course you have.
Only because one of my uncle's creepy girlfriends said it. He walked through the room and she just went, "Ugh, I drink that man's bathwater." And I'm like, "Welp, I'm gonna go drink till I can't remember." At 10 years old,
you did not drink enough. Then.
I did not.
Because you still remember.
Because now we have to remember that.
Oh no! Yes. Share my pain.
The only time, I think the first time I've ever heard anything referencing bathwater was in a No Doubt song.
Bathwater?
Bathwater, yeah, actually. She wasn't talking about drinking it.
What was that song? That one where they talked about the water in your bath?
I was trying to think of the chorus. So I don't think it's definitely not drink.
It's
wash.
In your old bathwater.
Yeah. Okay. That was about the only
it's
time
still
I've
disturbing,
ever.
Disturbing, but you
right?
know,
it's like, ew. Do you know how many skin cells are there? And like,
it's people soup. With soap.
It is people soup.
Soapy people soup, with their farts. Yeah. so, but yeah, like, and then there's the one that's like, my love for you runs like diarrhea. I think.
Yeah, I think that was one of them. Do you have Growler on? Of course.
Really?
You do. Yeah, that was a stupid question. I don't have any of them right now, so I can't.
I have to do promotions.
Oh yeah. That's true.
And get penis pictures.
All the penis pictures.
Here's the worst part. I'm going to, like, a chat where I haven't talked to anybody in a while.
All right. So here are...
Send a growl.
Here are the growls. You want to go back and forth, BJ?
Woof.
Grr.
I would love to see your private media.
Which has changed because now there's video. Because it used to be, I would love to see your private photos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which was always that big joke. And then they added videos and they had to change it. I would love to video chat with you. Oh, that's new. I remember seeing that one
yeah,
recently.
Yeah, that's new one. You can video chat now.
Uh-oh.
I think I remember that before I actually got rid of Growler a long time ago.
I don't think...
iPhone and Android versions have been different. Huh. Just because it's easier to integrate new features in iPhone. So the video chats, like there was voice messaging at one point in Growler,
yep. Yeah.
Which I don't think ever made it to Android.
I did like that feature actually, because there was a guy from like Scotland that ended up. I asked him to send me.
You had him read you the phone book.
It was. I don't remember what he said, but it was nice listening to that guy's accent. He was pretty sexy too.
This one's new. Thanks, bud.
No, it's not.
It isn't.
That's one of the old school.
I have never seen that one.
That is the most. Fuck off.
Oh, Growl. No. I got that from like two guys last week.
when you're like, woof, and they're like, thanks, bud. I'm like, oh, okay. That is the Growl equivalent of THX.
Oh.
When you can't even be bothered to write thanks or thank you, and you just reply back with THX, that dude does not want to sleep with you. Just know that.
Maybe he's just not that into you.
No, for sure. That's
yeah,
exactly
that
what I'm saying right there.
That means he doesn't want to sleep with you. I'm glad you're here, Josh. You put a positive spin on a lot of things.
Hello, handsome. How are you?
I'm guilty. I'm very guilty about overusing that one, especially if I'm super intimidated by them. I mean, they're a living human being, so yes.
Is it because you're trying not to come off like super strong and you want to kind of teeter the cusp of maybe sex or maybe romantic?
Get out of my head. You're a witch.
I was going to say, because it's wolf and grr, very like, you take That's it fun. To a sexual, like,
right.
physical place right away.
Yeah.
But then, like, some of the other ones are just weird. So, yeah, that kind of has a middle ground.
I would love to have a play date with you.
For our pup friends out there.
Or if you're into baby play.
There's always a point where there is a pause after something PJ says.
Yes, here we are.
First pause. Oh, we should do a game like that one day where we count how many
See how
things
long?
Cause a pause.
The infamous, I would drink your bathwater.
You're hot.
Hugs.
You're cute.
You're sexy.
You're handsome.
I lost my teddy bear. Will you sleep with me?
Okay, that's the one I said.
When did I start trying to do this like a phone sex operator?
I'm
waiting for people to like take the like download the files and then like start doing little sound clips.
We should do a commercial. Are you lonely tonight? Then hang out with the boys of Flame On.
You say that. That may now happen.
I say we do it. I say that could be one of our commercials.
That could be our trailer, because if you go on like iTunes or Apple Podcasts, you can have like a trailer that kind of sits at the top of the feed.
Hmm.
So it's like, you know, 30 seconds or a minute.
Oh,
so
yeah,
people
yeah.
get you give them an idea of what the show is about. Like, I feel like that could be
we
that.
We have to have somebody in the background doing the whisper, like, do you like Star Wars or Star Trek? And then in the background, Star Trek is better, bitch. Like, okay,
I'm down for that.
I think
that'd be fun.
Oh, I've only used this once, and I regretted it immediately.
Oh,
you've got something on your chest, my eyes.
Do you remember the response to that? Or did you just, like, block him and instantly run away?
The response was, okay, ..
Sounds appropriate. You've been a bad boy. Go to my room.
That's new.
No, that one's been there.
I
don't remember that one.
I want to bag you like some groceries.
I do remember that one. Didn't, like, when Vine was a thing, didn't they actually have a Vine where some kid was talking about, bagging groceries? Like, he was asking a teacher about it or something?
There's been a Vine for everything, probably.
I feel like that's, I should look for that, because no, I'm
Bring the
sure.
beat in. Anything for you, Beyonce. I don't know how this is going to sound sexy in any way, shape, or form.
Try it.
If you were a booger, I'd pick you first.
Mm, so hot.
Oh, this is the one I landed on. Oh, boy. My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in.
I want to know how many times that has been used.
Really?
I want to reach out to Coley and Frank and be like, can I get stats on how often these growls are used?
I would really, yeah. Because, I mean...
I don't think they'll give me that information.
Can you provide a spreadsheet with, like, just the amount of times? Just this year. This year alone.
How many scat queens has been used this?
Can I get a map with usage areas?
Do you have a graph over time where it shows the influx of each growl? Maybe we can see a trend.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
And the final growl that you can send on Growler is, did you fart? Because you blew me away.
Oh. Oh. See, and my thing is, like, if they would, I would like it if they'd switch those ones out with other weird stuff. Like... But just the fact that those have been there so long makes me think that they like get used often enough that they're like, we're not getting rid of it.
Is a like a small like contingency that if they ever got removed would like email and fucking post and comment about the fact that these things were removed from their pre-selected growls.
Yeah. Huh.
Although I do miss when they would do seasonal ones.
Yeah, I remember.
Like Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
Or, like, it wasn't often, but at least during the holidays, they would put up seasonal growls.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do you happen to remember any of them?
Merry Christmas. Like, it wasn't anything major.
Oh,
yeah,
Merry
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it was Merry Christmas. Or it was like Merry Christmas.
It was probably Merry Christmas.
Maybe.
Interesting.
But it was just like, it was just a little extra. Hmm. Not like crazy just to be like, Merry Christmas.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, now here's the best part. You mentioned the C word. All right, so what do you guys... I think we'll go with something more positive. We keep veering into negative territory. And thankfully, Josh is here to drag us out whether we want to, you know... be happy or not.
Silver linings all day long.
I want to be evil. What do you guys think is the what do you count as the perfect profile?
Again, not a novel. I don't need you to give me your entire life story in your online dating app profile. Give me some information. Let me know a couple things that you like. I'm not huge on the big dislike list.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'd rather get to know, like, I mean, and I'm not saying like dislike, I dislike fat people, I dislike Asians, you know, not that kind of like, oh, it's just my preference type of thing, which isn't your preference, you're being racist or you know, just an asshole in general, so stop. But I don't want to see, oh, I dislike sushi, or I'm not blah blah whatever. Like, I want to get to know you and get to know that myself
over time.
Yeah, so give me a little bit about what you do. It doesn't have to be specific. You don't need to tell me where you work and what you do and how much you make. But I just want a little bit of info because, like Josh said, you want to be able to craft a conversation.
Yes.
And I may hit you up and be like, hey, what's going on? Or if they're really cute or I really want to like talk to them. And there was one dude recently had the most adorable dog in his picture. And I forget which app it was on. But he was like holding, like picked up this like giant dog. It was like a husky or a malamute or one of those types of like just adorable dogs. And he was super cute as well. And I was like, hey, dude, I just need to say you are adorable. And that dog is everything. And like, it's just one of those things where, or like if somebody's eyes are really pretty in a picture, like I'll call something like that out. But I want to be able to go past just that. Right. So if it's a matter of like, oh, hey, I like movies, or I like putting my man stick in booty holes, like whatever you want to put in there, like give me a little bit of information, but I don't need to be sitting there and reading for an hour, because I won't. I say that now. I'm a completionist at heart, so more than likely I will get through the whole thing.
He's going to be on the toilet just like,
but I will be mad as fuck about it. And I'm like, I don't care how high you are. Never mind, I can't say that. I don't care if you are somewhat... Okay.
Let him rephrase the statement. Okay.
All right, maybe if I'm just not attracted to you, then I'll be really mad about it. Otherwise, I'll still be like, what?
Josh, do you have any...
So... I definitely, one, please have a profile picture above your chest. That would be, like, starting number one. There's a lot of headless torsos out there.
A lot of boobies.
I mean, not every phone has presenting a camera. Nipples,
right?
I mean, that's, it's not really tough, Josh, to get a picture.
It really is these days.
And then get it onto your phone. Like, it's the hardest thing right now.
Yeah, I understand that the resources are not available, but...
It's almost tougher than printing a digital picture.
Right? It's just so difficult.
Who prints digital pictures anymore?
I know it's very difficult to print digital pictures.
But, I mean, that would be kind of where I would like to start. One, let me see your face. Two, please let it, like, do not take a picture that was taken on a Motorola Razr from 2007 where it's pixelated as fuck and put that as your profile picture. But have a clear photo, put a little blurb, just something, you know.
Maybe change your picture once every decade. Because there is at least one person on Growler that lives in this town that uses the same photo from when I used to see him on Bear 411 when I first moved here.
Oh, wow.
10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Change your picture.
It's like, girl, you haven't aged a day in the last decade.
Sorry, I just needed to, when you were talking about pictures, I needed to interject that.
Oh, no.
I feel like pictures are the biggest thing.
I don't change mine often. And honestly, if you're Facebook friends with me or you've seen my Facebook profile, my Facebook photo hasn't changed in half a year because I think I look really cute and Trixie Mattel is really pretty.
It is. I like it. That's a cute one.
And we're two skinny legends sharing a moment.
Exactly.
But I will change my app picture maybe once a quarter-ish. Unless I take a really good picture.
Right.
And I'm like, bitch, I look good.
I think I've seen probably four from your profiles in the last, I don't know.
My current one is like my favorite. I love my current one. And I'm like, because once a year I take a good selfie. Takes a while, but once I take it, I'm like, well, this is going everywhere now.
But even if it's once a year, I'm okay with that because you're at least giving a progression. You're giving something that's... Within the year, unless something major happens, you're horribly disfigured in an accident, you have major plastic surgery for shits and giggles, you're Trinity the Tuck Taylor, and you just want to change your face, whatever the case is, you don't change a lot in a year.
Right.
But from 2008...
Versus...
And you're now 3,000 and right. late. I know, I put that backwards because I wanted to...
No, I think it was like, you're so 2008, or no.
No. I'm so 3008, you're so 2000 and late.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because she's so far ahead of the game.
Right.
She got that MILF money.
I saw a meme that was like, when it's 2019, but you realize you're still 2000 and late. And it was a picture of like a sad woman stock photo. No, but seriously, like, I just... Change it up and at least let me see who you are.
Right.
And don't be like, just unlock my private photos because that's where you hide your photos. If you're going to do that and just randomly fucking unlock for people, just have a fucking face picture. Because if you're DL or in the closet or hiding from what, you don't know who the fuck I know.
Right.
So why are you just going to randomly unlock your photos and be like, here's my face and here's my body and maybe here's my dick?
My
like,
booty hole.
My booty hole, my mang stick.
Okay, all right. I am actually very pleased to report that this episode makes me feel significantly less awkward than the last one, where I was like, I don't know dating the people with the food. Like, so.
Yeah, I think a lot of people's, no matter what people say, I think a lot of us have these same issues and kind of realities of phone apps.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think many people are just like, I don't really think there's anybody that is like, I am on an app and every person that talks to me is amazing. And I could easily just have my pick of every man in the world because my dating app life is just 100%.
And it's definitely something to consider, the fact that when you use a dating app, I've been very guilty of this, you kind of stop really thinking of it as like talking to a like actual human being, because talking to a person face to face, but like texting them or hell, even talking to them on the phone, is still, it removes, there's some human element that's removed. Mm-hmm. So it's real easy. Like if you may or may not, you know, haven't been on a date in a long time and you notice that everybody on New Year's Eve is holding hands and ringing the new year, snuggling with each other, and maybe you drink too much and pass out on the stairs.
Sounds like a personal
but,
memory.
Not like that happened to me.
Not me.
No, of course not. I passed out in front of my room.
I was just surrounded by, you know, a whole bunch of people at Parliament House that were drunk and kissing somebody, and then it was me and Jay just like side hugging, like, we got this. We got this.
White knuckle it to 2020. It's one of those things where if I feel like it's just like anything, if you use it almost too much, you just start kind of viewing them as like magic cards or, you know, just something like Pokemon cards. You're just like, well, I talked to this one, let me just move on. And it's easy to kind of forget why you're even using it in the first place.
Well,
everything in moderation.
To your point, it's really tough because if you are on a lot, your local grid becomes very stale.
Oh, yeah.
Yup.
And you're like, okay, well, I've chatted with these people. These people, I don't really, you know, I'm not really that attracted to, but they keep hitting me up. These people I think are attractive, but won't respond to any of my messages. And then here are, like, the handful of people that I'll chat with because, you know, they're cool and, like, whatever, but we're not smashing and we're not dating. And then you kind of go to the global section. And then it just becomes a matter of, like, who's hot and who
who's
can I
not.
Get them to show me their dick? Like,
yeah.
You're cute.
Guilty.
Who's visiting?
Guilty.
Yeah. And that's, I mean,
and
seriously.
It's like, oh, well, you're like 10,000 miles away. We're never going to meet up.
But you're hot. Can you show me your dick, please?
Please, sir. I'd like some more.
Please, sir. just a smattering of dick, sir. Please. Just a slight cup of cock. That'll be one of the ones I send to somebody. All right, so
before we wrap up, I just want to remind everybody that is listening that, one, Happy New Year. We are glad to be back in 2019, producing more new episodes of Flame On for you. But we couldn't do this without you for a couple of reasons. One, we need your support in ratings and reviews wherever you get your podcast, because stars and likes and those types of things are what help other people find our show. We also need you to tell people. If you're around some people that are like, hey, I need a new podcast to listen to, why not suggest us? I've done that on Facebook, where I'll see a random Facebook friend that's like, hey, I'm looking for new things to listen to, and I'm like, how about Flame On?
Flame On.
And that helps us get more listeners and helps us
Flamon,
you love us.
It helps get more traffic to our website, where you can go and check us out, flameonshow.com. All of our social media chicklets are at the bottom, so you can keep up with us on whatever your favorite social media is, whether it's Instagram, the remnants of Tumblr, the wasteland that is a handful of dicks. Some anime like memes and puppy pictures, pretty much.
Oh, the racism's still there, by the way.
Well, of course, because nobody banned the alt-right and the white nationalists.
Why would anybody do that?
Only the dick.
But the dicks
and the nip
and
female presenting nipples
and females presenting nipples. Here they are.
I don't know why I say it like that, but I just imagine somebody like in a room that's never seen the light of day, that is just angry he's never gotten any boob, and it's just like, those fucking nipples.
So, Pat told me the other night how he wants to do this, upload a picture of a female presenting a nipple, like a Vanna White, just like a female presenting nipples.
Like, I'll take a shirtless picture and then like Photoshop like Vanna White like doing her Vanna White pose and just put it right next to my nipples. That way, it's a female presenting nipples.
I like this plan.
Yeah.
So all of our social media tabs are at the bottom of flameonshow.com. Also, if you would like to help us in a monetary fashion, we've had some great support from friends like Ron, who have donated money to us to do shows specifically for topics that he wants and just to help us continue to produce this show. You can head over to patreon.com/nerdyshow and become a patron at any level, starting as little as a dollar. And if you want some of that money to come to us, just leave it in the notes and say you would like the Boys of Flame One to get some money. And yeah, that'll help us out tremendously.
We're poor.
Give us your money.
That's the truth. So, all right. So the final segment before we close this episode of Now That's What I Call Gay Life, Volume 2, The Apps, because that's going to be the title of this if you haven't figured this out already.
Oh, I thought we were going to call it What's App Doc?
Crickets.
Only if Lockjaw's sister is involved, and we can say, "What's up, Lockjaw?"
Lockjaw.
I love Lockjaw. All right, so I will go first and use the one that we already know, so that way you'll get the first clean shot at this. Okay. So there are 6 apps on your phone, and by apps I mean dating,
yes,
hookup apps.
So
dating,
we hookup can exclude apps. The obvious.
Well, that's, I'm going to use that one as the first one. So, well, I'll say Growler.
Well, I was going to say if we could even like each give our full list, and he can tell us.
Oh, I think it's easy. I think it's more fun if we just start bouncing it back and forth.
Back. Okay.
So I'll say Growler. So that one we know is on there. We talked about that. So you get the first clean shot.
I will say Bumble.
Nope.
I'm going to say Recon.
I mean, it's not the full name, but...
Is it more than just Recon? Is it
Recon
app?
Recon X.
A Recon... Oh, well, isn't that... did you pay for it?
No.
Oh, okay, because it was just Recon at one point.
It's the one you have to go to their website to download the app because
and
they...
And sideload it because it's not on the...
Yes.
Come on, Android. You can sideload these dirty apps. Because it would not be allowed in the App Store otherwise.
I've never heard of that one.
Recon is a
fetish
and kink app slash website. I had a feeling that would be there. Come on. Was it Furrycon? Furcon?
Oh, Frolicon?
Frolicon.
Frolicon.
That's it.
Was that the app or a convention?
No, that's a convention he goes to.
The next one, I guess I'll guess, is... I feel like this is not... It's going to be a no, but Hornet.
Nope.
Didn't think so.
Go with Scruff. I'll do a lowball one.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to avoid that one because I feel like that was going to be obvious.
All right, so we have 3 of the 6.
Daddy Hunt.
I used to a long time ago, and then I realized it's just the same bitches that are on Growler.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Although Daddy Hunt the series is a phenomenal piece of web series mastery. I still have to finish season 3. I don't think I finished that one.
There's more than one season?
Yeah, season 1's still the best.
Oh, Jesus.
Season 1 was the best, and then season 2 kind of was like... And then
season 3... looks interesting so far. I've only watched like maybe the first...
Apps
I mean,
have
not many
TV
more episodes.
Shows now. This is great.
Yeah. I am going to go with W Bear.
Yes.
I've never heard of that one either.
It's like Bear Instagram.
Yep.
But you can have a private folder of locked pictures.
Yeah.
So it's very much in the key. It's very much if Growler and Instagram had a baby.
And it was a legitimate baby.
Legit
baby.
But with all those like dirty tendencies.
I feel like I'm at a severe disadvantage just because I'm too pure for this world and I don't. and I don't. Well, in all honesty, there's a lot of them that we've talked about. I haven't heard of.
I made a face, y'all.
So right now, I'm actually in the App Store, looking at gay apps, just so I have a wider selection to choose.
There you
from.
Go. There's nothing wrong with that. So far, I'm winning this game, but it's fun.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
I'm going to go with I'll do a basic one. Tinder.
Nope, never had Tinder.
Damn it!
All these young boy apps.
I'm gonna go with Grommr.
What the hell's Grommr?
Oh, okay, no, I think that's the Chubby Chaser app.
Oh, I didn't even know. Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Wow. Met a very handsome man from Montreal that's down here on vacation, and in his profile on Growler, it had like his Instagram handle and then his Grommr handle.
So as I'm going through the app store, there's a few of them that show Git, because I guess I've forgotten that I had downloaded them at one point in the early years, like Scout.
Nope.
And that wasn't my guess.
Oh, okay.
And another one that I downloaded a long time ago was Jacked.
Oh.
I heard about that one.
They're terrible. At least they were years ago. I deleted
them. They were a sponsor of one of Adore Delano's videos.
Wow, these options are very limited.
We'll do two more guesses each, and then we'll let BJ fill in any blanks. Because we could be here all night guessing apps in the store.
Is this one you just mentioned about the like the Instagram looking one?
No.
No?
Oh. It's W Bear.
Oh, W Bear. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. I'm going to say this is no, but I just want to guess it just because it's fun. Hole.
No.
Wait, did I download this?
You guys heard it here. Josh downloaded Hole.
What is
he
this?
He downloaded Hole, y'all. Hole.
I feel like it must have been named something different at one point.
Okay. I do not
remember.
This is great.
Oh, no, I didn't download. Git is just, like, it's free.
Oh, so you can get the app. Yeah.
Get the app. Okay. So, whew, I was about to have an embolism.
Let's see. I will go with Farmers Only.
What? There's one called Farmers Only?
Yes.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
Oh my god.
It's my favorite jingle of all time.
Shit.
I don't even think they have an app, learning. But
I'm about to add like four more apps to my phone. All right, so you can do one more guess.
Okay. Shit, I lost it.
I'm gonna laugh, but it's what I think it is.
I totally lost it, but I'll just do this one. Surge.
No.
Damn it, I didn't get a single one.
All right, so because you got them, those some young boy apps.
Give a first letter for one of them.
H.
Hornet.
Wait, nope. You already guessed that. Neither one of you will get this. You will absolutely not get this.
All right. What's the H one?
All right. It's Howler.
Oh, my God. Is this a puppy app?
No.
Is this a wolf app?
It is.
Is this a furry app?
The furry dating app.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
Here's the furry dating app.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Listen, I'm not demonizing anybody's fetish. I'm not king shaming nobody. I just find this hysterical.
Yep. Yep. There's Howler.
Okay. What's the first letter for the sixth one?
G.
Okay. G, G, G.
No, you guys only got four of them. There was three you didn't get.
Oh, you have seven?
Seven.
You said,
girl, you need
he
to
started
have.
At five, then went and up to six.
I do have seven. I do have seven.
And then
sorry.
Now we're at seven.
Kind of like at the beginning when I was like regressing.
Yes.
Although, just for humor, because that's kind of, I guess, a kink or fetish, I decided to instead broaden my search from gay apps to kink apps.
Oh, boy.
And I shit you not, this came up. Bible.
What's your fetish?
You need Jesus.
The Bible.
I just thought that was funny.
All right. So there's two more. Give us the two of them.
Neither one of you guessed Grindr.
I was going to guess Grindr, but I figured it's BJ.
I know, right?
I had deleted it a long time ago in like a Alanis Morissette fit of rage.
It's not fair to deny me.
What hey, go down in you in a theater.
And the answer for that
I'm kind of mad at
yes,
myself for
BJ
not guessing
will say
that
yes.
Now.
I know, yeah. Right?
Well, I deleted it a long time ago, and then I downloaded it, and I just, I'm an
downloaded it just now.
Wait,
just
did we say Manhunt?
I did, I think.
Did you say Manhunt?
No, you said Daddy Hunt.
Oh.
Is Manhunt one of them?
No.
Oh, okay.
So.
At game night, I used to go through this, because I used to say, like, no phones were allowed. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, I don't care if you're looking for your next trick on Grindr, Growler, Scruff, Jacked, Manhunt, Adam for Adam, Recon, Radar.
Radar was another one I was trying to think of.
Because that's Adam for Adam's Radar.
Yes. Yeah.
That's not one of them, right?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
So I was just trying to go through my head, like, which ones which other ones I hadn't said. So.
So the three you guys didn't get were Howler, Grinder, and this one I am going to be deleting very soon because I opened it for all of 5 seconds. Guy Spy.
Guy Spy.
And apparently Guy Spy is like where you get your DL and like ain't nobody got a picture on it. The only picture I have found for one person is a dick pic, and it looks like they took a picture of a picture, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And somebody was like, hey, are you alone? And I'm like, and we're done.
I don't want to die.
Then got really angry because apparently there's like a current status function, and my current status was just like working and looking at dudes and like... And he was just like, so you're still looking at dudes? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's just like, you need to pay attention to your technology. And I'm like,
rude.
Oh, God, why? It's the first conversation on this. Why is it always going to shit?
I would seriously just be like, and I'm deleting this right now.
Yeah. You'll be like Drew Barrymore from Scream.
Right?
Is that logo like two silhouette guys or a silhouette man on there? For Guy Spy?
Yes.
I feel like I've heard of Guy Spy, like but one, I've never
it's
used
like,
it.
Yeah, it's got like a little like silhouette of a guy in a radar.
Little, like radar, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm. I passed that when I was looking at the apps list. I was like, there's no way. It had bad rating, I think, as well. Yeah.
So well, that's like there was
murderers are there.
There was one that used to be, I don't think it's still around. It's called Bro. Or the Bro app.
Yeah, it has like two ping
the
pong.
Pink, oh, the, yes. Yeah. The red solo cups. Because it's for straight guys.
Bros.
Who want a bro job. Like, it's a straight dude hookup app. There's really nobody on it. It's all of our gay friends that are on there.
I was going to say.
Right now.
I believe everybody.
I did download it for a hot second.
Everybody from our trivia night would be on there. Come on.
That's
absolutely. But the best part is that like where like the bear ones are, you whoop at a person on bro, you fist bump.
Oh God.
Oh, that could go very weird real quick.
Really quick. Awesome, bro.
So those are the apps that are currently on BJ's phone. If you are on any of those, search the Orlando area and find him.
I'll be
thought chocolate for at least another week, and then I'll come up with another thought pun.
Well, because I mean we're in winter now, so thought chocolate
like
is appropriate.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I'm glad you just got that an hour after we started.
I got it a long time ago. I just never voiced it.
Cute Gosh. And positive, y'all. Cute and positive.
Gosh. It's a good thing I'm pretty.
Like thought, right? Like hot chocolate. Yeah. Yep. Yep. That's it. And we will hold BJ to doing his 4 score and 7 hours ago. I had Nut My Balls opening line, and we'll see how those turn out.
That's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be fantastic.
I'm just gonna every time I post something weird because when I know it's a lost cause, which honestly my perception's a little bit warped. When I think it's a lost cause, rather, I just go straight in for the weird. So I will make sure to have one or two. Gems for you guys on the Facebook page.
I'm excited.
I feel like you should ask someone at some point, are you alone?
Well, no, on Grindr, one of the first pictures I put up was of the Ghostface killer from Scream, and that's what the profile was. It was on Halloween, and it was just like, do you like I love watching scary movies.
I feel like that would have been me, because that's my Facebook profile picture every October.
Dislikes.
If Josh was on Growler that night, he'd be like... You are the perfect person.
Dislikes people making it to the end of the hallway before I get to them.
I kind of like that profile. I kind of want to chat with that profile.
Well, he's sitting right here.
Oh, well, that is another volume in our gay lives in the books. These are fun. I'm really enjoying
this.
Enjoying
them.
For once, I'm actually glad that we had BJ do something.
I did a good, y'all.
For once.
Wait, what is it, January 2nd?
It is.
January 2nd, 2019. I did a good.
He did a
good. Mark the calendars, people.
Well, that does it for us. Remember, find us online, flameonshow.com. Head over to patreon.com/nerdyshow. And check back in 2 weeks where I'm not even going to call it a full cast recording because it'll probably be the same people sitting at the table.
It'll be an hour recording.
It'll be another... a month in review recording is what we will call it from now on, because we will see whoever the fuck can sit down in these chairs and talk on a mic with us. Eric will probably be back for that one, so it'll be the norm. Well, that does it for us. Thank you guys so much. Again, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2019 with Flame On. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.